A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Chaf Gimel, Sukkah 23a, pagination page 45, but we'll start on the facing page. So we're on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amid Beis 22b, pagination 44. The new Mishnah that begins seven lines from the bottom. Ha'osa Sukkaso Barosho Agola. A person makes a sukkah on the top of a wagon. Obrosh ha-safina, or on the top of a ship. Kishera, it's kosher. Va'olun la-b'yamtif, you could even go up on it on yamtif. In contrast to Barosh ha-ilon, or al-rosh gabe gomol, if a sukkah was made in a tree, or on top of an animal, in this case a camel, Kishera, where the sukkah would be kosher, ve'ein olin la b'yomtif, but you can't go up into it on yomtif, in the case of a tree, because you're not allowed to be mishtamish, but ilan, climbing a tree, using a tree on yomtif, is not permitted. And likewise, climbing onto an animal on Shabbos and yomtif is not permitted. But focusing on the first two cases, on a wagon, even if the wagon was moving, or on top of a ship, which we'll have to discuss, brings us into the discussion of how strong a sukkah must be in order to be considered kosher, because on a ship, typically the winds are greater, and will the sukkah be kosher? The Mishnah is paskening that there's definitely a case where the sukkah will be kosher. Now, just because it's obviously on our minds, would it be possible to make a sukkah on a car? Nowadays, that would be the application, not so much a wagon, but an open back of a truck, for example, and that would be permitted. If a door has to be opened and you want to be able to do this on yomtif, obviously you would have to disengage any lights that would be going on or off and any other mechanics, whatever needs to be done, similar to a refrigerator, in which if you want to open the door, you would have to disengage the light so that you can go on and use it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. A question that some people wonder about, aren't you moving the car, the vehicle, a little bit if you were standing on it? And that's not considered a violation of Muktzah, it's not considered Nidnud in its location. It's not moving, and that would be permitted. So theoretically, a person comes to an area where there is no sukkah, wants to bring the sukkah with him for Shabbos or whatever, is staying in a motel. So, at least in theory, it definitely is a viable option. Let's move on to the Gemara on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph 23a, line 3. The Gemara says, Mani Masnisin, who is our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, it follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that does not require the sukkah to be so strong and allows a little bit more of a temporary type structure, and therefore the structure on the boat was sufficient. Tanya, as we learnt, Ha'osa sukkasa barosh ha-sfina. If you make a sukkah on the top of a boat, a ship, Rabbi Gamliel posel, Rabbi Kiva machshir. Rabbi Gamliel says it's no good. It's not strong enough to withstand the winds of the sea. And Rabbi Akiva says it's okay. In other words, if you build the sukkah, and as long as it is standing, you could use it and fulfill your mitzvah. Keep in mind that when you have a sukkah built on regular ground, it has to be able to stand beruach mitsuya through a normal wind of that locale, of that region, according to its season. It has to be able to withstand normal activity so that it should be considered at least a diras arai, at least a temporary dwelling. If you sneak out, put up your sukkah that's so flimsy that within an hour in a normal wind it gets blown down, then it wasn't even a dira, a dwelling place, even while it was standing. It has to be able to stand beruach mitsuya in a normal wind of that location. Just to make an observation, normal wind of that location means that even if you are enclosed by buildings on all sides, for example, you're still going to have stable walls, even though there is no wind over there. But in that location, what's considered a stable dwelling? And we proved this. This is a tshuva of Bitzel HaChachma, that if you were to build a mechitza inside a house, let's say out of cloth, you would have to tie it down if you wanted it to be a halachic mechitza. You want to differentiate so that a person can do their needs, even though there's svarim in the room, so you want to put up a mechitza in between. It has to be a halachic mechitza. Halachic mechitza would require that it not move in a normal wind, even though it's indoors and it's not moving anyway because there is no wind. But it has to be that level of structure so that it would stand up to a normal wind. So when you have yourself surrounded, let's say in an alcove between apartment buildings, person wants to build, let's say, a canvas sukkah, and he says, well, there's no wind here anyway. That doesn't change anything. The sukkah has to be strong enough that the normal wind of that area would not cause it to buckle. Getting back to the more sophisticated case here, we have a sukkah built on the top of a ship. A ship's winds, normal winds on the sea, are the same as the unusual hurricane-type winds, or whatever they're called on dry land, but much stronger winds on dry land. Rabbi Akiva is holding that all you need is to build a normal structured sukkah, even though you're building it on a ship. And as long as it stands, you can still use it. Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Akiva shayubo'im b'sfina. There was a story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva coming on a ship. Amad Rabbi Akiva v'asa sukkah b'rosh ha'sfina. And Rabbi Akiva went, and the place that he was able to build a sukkah must have asked permission from the captain, and it was on the top of the ship in a very vulnerable place to the winds. Lamachar, the next day, Noshva Ruach v'akrasa. A wind came and uprooted the sukkah. Amala Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel felt, I proved my point. Akiva, hechen sukkascha, where's your sukkah? Can't you see? It doesn't work like that. Your sukkah is not standing up to the normal wind of this location. But that's not Rabbi Akiva's shita, that's not the way we paskin. It has to be able to stand up to Ruach Mitsuya Diyabosha, the normal wind of dry land. Presumably the reason is because that already is pictured in people's minds and according to social norms as a building, as a structure, because it stands up to Ruach Mitsuya Diyabosha. People on the sea will still build that type of structure, and it falls down, they'll put it up again. But it is considered a structure if you accept Diras Arai, that it's only needing to be, it only needs to be a temporary structure. Amar Abaye explained, to Kulei Alma, everybody agrees, Hecha de'ena yechola lamad beruach mitsuya diabosha, if it can't stand up to the normal wind of dry land, lo kolumhi, it's not considered a sukkah. Yechola lamad b'she'ena mitsuya diabosha, if it can stand up to the unusual wind of dry land, Kulei Alma lo pligi dikshera, everybody agrees that it's going to be kosher even on a ship, because that's the equivalent. The unusual wind of dry land is the equivalent of the normal wind on the sea. Ki pligi, what's the argument? B'diyecho l'lamad b'rach mitzuya diyabasha. it could stand up to the normal wind of dry land. But it can't stand up to the ruach mitsuya de yom. Rabbi Gamliel savasuka diras keva ba'inon. Rabbi Gamliel holds it has to be more permanent. And since it can't stand up to the normal wind of the sea, it doesn't work. Rabbi Kiva Sava, but Rabbi Kiva holds the way we paskin, Sukkah diras arai bo'inon, Sukkah only needs to be temporary. Once it's able to stand up to the normal wind of the dry land, that's normal, that's a normal structure already. And kishera, it will be kosher. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.